after we check out the Hall of Modern Cabinetry, we're going to go for a stroll along Wooddust Lake.
Uh-huh.
Then we'll be right across from the Historical Hinge Society. Ooh, and then we can make a stop at the Krabby Cabby Cabineteers Club. Ooh, this train sure is loud.
The steam engine noises are simulated. It helps with the rustic aesthetic.
You are going to love the cabs. Your first company outing. We're going to do everything.
Cameo, shh. There are magic pod people coming.
Earn, not learn.
Anyone stupid enough to test potions on themselves deserves a third head.
That one's Jocelyn. She's a total wizard when it comes to sorcery.
He clearly wasn't using the other two.
And that one's Bobble. His understanding of computational transmogrifications is a little basic, but he's got a great head for arithnomancy.
Yeah, I know. Now, my itinerary says that we need to finish reviewing the itinerary before we get there, so...
They're so cool. I want to be their friends so bad. Okay, this is my chance to network with the magic pod.
You got this, Delmont. I'm going for it. Okay.
The future is hydrothermic alchemical desaturation, Bobble, and you're kidding yourself if you think otherwise.
Yeah, totally agree.
I'm sorry?
No, I was just saying that I agree with you about the, hydrothermy is totally where all chemistry is heading.
Do I know you?
Well, no, we haven't gotten a chance to meet, but I'm Delmont, and...
Oh, you're Cameo's partner.
Hi, G-Lan.
Cameo! I hardly recognize you without the skydiving gear and ice cream funnel.
The last retreat got pretty wild.
But what happens at the skydiving ice cream social?
Stays at the skydiving ice cream social. Yes, definitely true.
Your new partner here has an eye for magic.
Actually, I have a schematic I really want to.
Jocelyn, come on. I want to check out the evocative decelerator at the front of the train.
Be right there. Gotta run. See you at the hotel, I guess?
Definitely.
Cool. Later, Cameo. And later, Dermot.
Wow. She said my name.
Dermot isn't your name, though.
Well, I mean, it sounds kind of cool. I was thinking about changing it. Anyway.
Trying to get in with the magic pod, are you, Dermot?
Hello, Riley. Didn't notice you there. It was quite nice.
I wouldn't waste your time. They only take the best of the best in the magic pod. And Delmont, you're barely the rest of the rest.
We are in the same pod, you snake-faced.
Friends! Can we please stop this idle bickering? And get back to what's really important. My trip to bins, and more bins?
Actually, Cameo, maybe we should talk about the intrapod trust building seminar thing.
The what now?
The seminar? The reason we're on this corporate trip? It was in the memo?
Delmont, you know that I'm not a literary learner.
I'll say.
Riley, is that your partner with his head stuck out the window?
Catnip, no! I will not spend another retreat picking bugs out of your teeth.
Oh, Catnip. What a loose cannon. What a darn fine experiencer.
The Cabs is proud to be the new home of Mama Stromboli's Fudge House. Come for the fudge. Stay for the way it makes you feel.
Experience the world through eyes not unlike your own. Take in the feeling just like the real thing. Experience the world now. So what are you waiting for? See it, hear it, touch it, feel it, love it, live it the X-Corp way. What will you experience today? Get a job, sign a lease, go home, steal a car, cast a spell, be a star, do it all over again. Brought to you by the Experience Corporation. What will you experience today?
I never knew you had such strong feelings about cupboards.
Cabinets! Completely different. I just love local color, you know?
I don't know.
Howdy, folks! I'm Fudge Vincent, your friendly neighborhood Fudge Hawking Automaton. Can I tempt you with a square of our specialty Excito Fudge?
Should probably wait until after I make a professional connection.
None for me, thanks.
You're not going to have any?
I don't want to get too graphic, but I don't have time to tend to a fudge-induced bout of IBS. I have cabinets to see.
Hey, is that... Leslie?
No, that's just a local street tough.
Cameo! Delmont! Over here!
Boy, sure hope you enjoy your time!
Wait, that's really Leslie.
I've never seen her outside of work clothes.
I didn't know they made jorts and a fuchsia that bright.
You think they'd clash with the oversized leather chaps? But the spike belts bring it together.
Hey, you two.
Hey, Leslie. Love the fit.
Hi, Spikes. Nice spikes.
The retreat is casual dress, so.
Leather chaps are casual?
Out here they are. Okay, and here are your welcome packets. So, Mama Stromboli's Cozy Country Inn and Manufacturing Plant is that way. The seminar starts in an hour, so you have a little time to look around and get settled.
Can't wait.
And that will be in the, Confectioner's Conference Corner. Anyway, I'll see you in there.
Sure. So excited. See ya. Bye. Joke's on her. We know where the real fun's at. Live, laugh, lathe. The first boutique lathe experience.
Ooh,
and then we're gonna go to the Field of Joiners. And then...
Cameo, I was actually thinking maybe you could go do those things without me?
Without you?
The seminar is the closest proximity I have to the Magic Pod. I need to take every chance I can to get to network with them.
So, like, what are you saying?
Thanks for planning all this stuff, but... I think I'm going to go do the corporate activities. Is that okay? The face you're making is freaking me out.
Yeah, that's okay. That was a stunned silence of, like, tacit approval. You didn't get that?
Oh, is that what that was?
I literally, like, could not care less that you don't want to hang out with me or do any of the super special activities I planned. MBD!
Oh, we could do a few things together, you know?
What? Don't get so clingy, Delmont. We're like Delmount. Why don't you climb off my back and give me some freaking space to breathe?
Good one.
Yeah, it was.
Okay. Well, have fun. Maybe I'll see you around.
Yeah, I doubt it. Kind of a lone ranger now, so I'll probably just do alone stuff. Like throw rocks at a pond or moderate an online forum.
Cool. See ya, Cameo.
Later days. No biggie. Just solitary, individual, abandoned, bereft me. Just me now.
Hurry up, Fudge Vincent!
Hey, everybody. I'm Lola, the head of PR, HR, and R&R here at X-Corp. This is such a wonderful opportunity to have different parts of our X-Corp family here today. I'm sorry I could not attend, but this pre-recorded hologram is the next best thing. Now, who is ready for a shockingly intimate corporate bonding seminar? Great! So sit tight, and don't forget to ingest some fudge if you haven't yet. You won't want to miss out on this experience.
In 10, 15 years, the magical community is going to look at what Rufus did by founding X-Corp and realize they were wrong for doubting him.
They're overrated.
I can't stand you, Zapheads. Rufus is a visionary and our founder.
Visions aren't real. Hardware is. Like the new Zaptop 47S.
Joplin? Hi.
Hey, Dermot! Good to see you made it.
Friend of yours?
This is Dermot, Cameo's partner.
It's actually...
Oh, yeah, I love Cameo.
Dermot's really into hydrothermic alchemistry.
Overrated.
Lahman's most recent paper really shows potential to applications outside of the spa dome. You should check it out.
Oh, I love Lahman! My Diviatronics professor used to date him.
Wait, was your professor Dugois Battle?
Oh my gosh, yes!
Such a hack!
The biggest.
Right?
But, okay, wait. So, Dermot, you're in the social encounters pod?
That's what it says on my ID. It's actually funny because I majored in technical magic applications.
You should transfer. We need more advocates for hydrothermy.
It just seems so hard.
You know, Joplin actually transferred herself.
Really?
Yep, I was the straight research department, but I wanted to do something more hands-on. Transferring was a total nightmare, though, yeah.
Okay, so can you tell me more about the transfer process? Just because when I asked my manager, it was...
Sorry to interrupt, Bobble and Joflin.
Do we, know you?
It's me. Riley, I toured the magic pod once. I was also in your manipulation-filled ethics workshop 2 weeks ago. Well, I was just riding the winds of professional networking when I saw my best friend Dermot and wanted to say hey.
Riley, isn't that catnip?
Nice try. His fudge kicked in. He's basically glued to his chair.
Okay, cool. We were just talking about...
What's this I see? Why, Dermot, your name is misspelled on your company retreat name tag.
Don't look at that.
It says Delmont. What an odd name.
But your name's Dermot.
It is Dermot, right? Oh, shoot. Did I mix it up? Are you...
Nope. It's Dermot. It's Dermot.
Huh. Usually they're pretty good about that stuff.
Huh. How strange.
Some intern probably made these, you know? Anyway, you were saying about the transfer process.
Hello, everyone. Our facilitator, Dr. Articoin, will be here shortly. So please find a comfortable spot in the pillow pit of professional development.
We better move quick before the corner spots are gone.
Yeah, let's go.
Cameo really would have loved this.
This used to be a cabinet town. The smell of sawdust and solvent and wood stain no longer perfumes the air. So what happens to us, the gentle cabineteers? Do we too simply become sawdust in the wind? A community hinging on extinction? Time, that brutal supply train, stops here no more. Which concludes our tour. Stick around for a free balloon!
See, this is local color. This is why we came out here. This is real life. This is where the proverbial action is at.
I'm sure you're used to having some wild times, huh, Davis?
I'm seven.
Classic Davis.
Always going on about how they're seven.
Davis! Come to mommy right now.
Fine.
Never change, Davis. Never change.
Well, that's the Historical Hinge Society done.
I could take you around again. You and that child you were bothering were our first customers in over 4 months.
That's terrible.
People just don't have the passion for cabinetry that they used to.
I have passion. I'm sure things will turn around.
Oh, don't feel bad for me. I've got fire insurance.
Why would that?
Now, which balloon do you want? This one here is shaped like a door hinge, and it's orange.
I see. Not bad.
Or maybe you'd prefer this tasteful inflatable pot of wood stain.
Oh, that's nice. Okay.
Well, I guess you could take this one I tried to bend into a belt sander, but he's mighty squeaky. I recommend the orange door hinge.
That's perfect. It's almost like you're talking to me. How cute.
And my people used to say, one man's trash is another man's loyal companion.
Do you have a name, Belt Sander Buddy? What's that? Oh, yes. Beltmont. That's what we'll call you. The perfect name. Just you and me, Beltmont. You and me versus the world.
My granddaughter has a camera. Let me go get her to take your picture. Don't go anywhere.
Ka-ka! Hey, you. In the green turtleneck.
Beltmont, your voice. It sounds so different now.
No, dummy, listen. If you actually care about this town, meet me at Wood Dust Lake.
Wait, who said that? Where are you? Sounds like an unknown quest. There isn't a quest on my itinerary. You're right, Beltmont. I'm sorry. How could I be so obtuse? This is your home. We have to save it. To Wood Dust Lake, my inflated friend. Yes, we can stop at the gift shop first.
So I turn to the person at the Quantum Barristers and say, If that's not a ludochimeric dissonator, then what's that?
You didn't.
Well, no, but that's what I would have said if I thought of it.
Dermont, you crack me up.
I do? I guess this fudge is starting to kick in.
You Stranger Potters always have the wildest stories.
And you throw the best after-work parties.
We have those?
Okay, folks, okay. Please give your full awareness and attention. Thank you to our special guest. He'll lead us through the bonding seminar. So, without further ado, here's Dr. Articoin.
Hey there, party people. Are you ready to bond? Okay, settle down, everybody. Thank you, Leslie, for that supreme introduction. Much appreciated. I am Dr. Articoin, Chief Executive Officer of CVs. Chill vibes. So you're probably...
Hey, Joplin.
What's this surprising...
Maybe now is a good time to loop back to that transfer conversation we were having.
I want to hear...
How to do my job.
Oh, yeah, me too. I love corporate seminars. We have so much in common. You transferred, I want to transfer. Oh, shh. Okay.
So
Sorry.
She decided that I'm going to run you all through our own orientation system. This is what we use to get everybody on the same page. But don't worry, folks. We'll be out of here in time for the start of Mama Stromboli's rip-roaring country music festival, TIA. Okay, first thing is first. Split up into groups of two.
Oh, this is gonna be a long day. But at least my mood is being magically manipulated.
Joplin. I know we just met, but would you maybe wanna...
Come on, GL. I'm gonna bond with you like four carbon atoms
get
in the upper atmosphere.
Get over here, Catnip! We can't let anyone outbond us, okay? Don't ruin this for me.
Hey, Dermont. Where's Cameo?
I don't know. He's said something about an itinerary.
Go ahead and give yourself some space so we can begin this intensive and revealing program. And make sure you get a good hearty bite of that delicious fudge. But really, this will be extremely awkward without the fudge. So do eat it.
Well, see you later, Dermot.
Yeah, catch up with us during the break.
Yeah. This is just like middle school all over again. And high school. And magic school. Ugh. One time I want Cameo around.
Delmont.
Oh, actually it's Leslie. Hi.
It's what?
It's Dermatology Awareness Month.
Huh. I thought that was last month.
Just spreading the word.
I noticed you're without a partner.
You did.
I know this bonding experience was designed for experienced partners, but I'm sure we can keep this professional, right?
I wouldn't want to put you in that position.
I'm very comfortable being vulnerable with my coworkers.
Looks like everyone has a partner. Great. Absolve yourself of the notion of personal space. This is about to get intimate.
Oh my.
Hello? Mysterious cabinet vigilante? Where did you go? If this lake weren't so dang picturesque, I'd have a bad feeling about this, Beltmont. Ah! A giant bird and a tumbleweed!
Shh! You'll blow my cover!
Oh, just a kid dressed as a giant bird, dressed as a tumbleweed.
Keep looking forward. Don't make any sudden movements. And don't look at me.
But eye contact is essential for productive communication.
Well, tough. It's not safe. She could be watching.
Who could be watching?
No time for questions.
Then why did you ask me to come here?
Had to make sure you really wanted to hear what I'm going to tell you. Because there is no turning back.
Let me confer with my counsel. What do you think, Belty?
Right. Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, sure. Okay, yeah.
Stop it. Okay, we're in.
Good. Gang, grab him!
Ah, a knapsack! A kid's knapsack! I'm being kidnapped by a kid's knapsack!
Hold still.
And that concludes our partner's meditation on shame in the workplace. By now, you should be grappling with your own insignificance and absence of any serious worth. Feel free to discuss while we get to the next activity. And don't forget to re-up on that fudge. It's the secret to our success.
How long have we been here? Do we live here now? Am I breathing weird? I'm breathing weird, aren't I?
I never considered how much shame there was in the workplace. How was that meditation for you?
Shame? I'd rather not get into it too much. That's a lot to unpack.
Ah, forgot to mention. This part of the retreat is most effective in a passionate embrace. Keep chewing that fudge, non-entities.
We don't need to do that, right? Oh!
There, there.
One of your spikes is lodged into my hip.
Nothing can come between us.
Look at Bobble and Jocelyn. They're bonding so well.
And when I talk about how much I care about hydrothermic alchemical desaturation, I feel like I'm threatening you.
Which is exactly how I feel when I talk about the history of enchanting.
Wow, I cherish you.
Even Riley and Catnip are having a breakthrough.
I know we're supposed to trust each other completely, but
I just can't get over the fact that every time I look away, you run off and get your head stuck in something. Is that all I'm good for to you? Please, say something!
So I have these two experiencers, and I'm so worried they're not getting along. They never show up for activities together, they have totally different personalities, and they don't even seem to like each other most of the time. And I think it's all my fault.
Leslie, you know you said that out loud, right? To me?
I just feel like I can tell you anything.
I don't hear the sweet sounds of chewing from you hollow vessels waiting for meaning.
Where are you taking me? You didn't clean out the knapsack very well.
Quiet down! Mama S has eyes everywhere.
Does Beltmont really need a blindfold too?
We're here. You can take it off.
Oh, nice place.
Welcome to HQ. This operation is the last best hope the Cabs and possibly the world has got.
It's the treehouse in my mom's backyard.
Jungle! We went through all the work with a knapsack.
Oh!
Everyone, this is Cameo.
How did you know my name?
This is Gumbo. They're our intelligence expert.
Sup?
Hello.
This is Tulip, ammunitions, tech, trail mix specialist, in case you get a little hungry.
Hey.
And I'm their leader. You can call me the Falcon.
I like a group of precocious children as much as anyone, but I need answers. Like, why are you all here? And why is a child in charge of ammunitions? And is that a mini fridge? You get electric up here? That cannot be up to code.
Cameo, focus. What do you know about Mama Stromboli?
She runs the corporate fudge retreat place. My work partner is over there now.
Right now? Oh no, it could be too late.
Why?
Mama Stromboli's may seem like any other fudge-themed retreat center, but the people that come out of there just aren't the same.
We think it has to do with the fudge.
I have to warn Delmont.
Sit down.
Ooh! You're a lot stronger than you look.
Cameo, we need your help to bring Mama down. Our plan won't work without you.
We need an adult. The trench coat idea didn't work too well.
Jumbo! So are you in?
If it helps my friends and this great town, then yeah, I'm in.
If you want to find out more about the world of Ready Made Utopia, you can follow us on any of the major social media platforms or visit readymadeutopia.com. You can support the podcast by joining the Ready Made Utopia Patreon or by visiting our online shop. Word of mouth does so much to help us reach a wider audience, so if you enjoyed the show, please tell a friend, rate, and review us on your podcast player. On behalf of the entire Experience Corporation team, thank you so much. The World of Ready Made Utopia is created by Kate Nichols and Vanessa Thurlow. The role of Delmont is played by Len Sheth, and Cameo is played by Samuel Levitt. This episode features Britt Meyer as Leslie, Matthew Sneed as both Riley and Bridgers, the museum guide. Keely Smith played Joflin, and Christian Rasmussen played Bobble. Julia Crowley played both Lola and Tulip. CG played Gumbo. Chloe Haven played the Falcon. Bud Jensen and Dr. Articoin were played by Samuel Levitt. This episode was written by Samuel Levitt. Vanessa Thurlow is director of sound design, producer, and composer. Theme song written by Vanessa Thurlow and Len Sheth, performed by Christian Rasmussen. Our show art was created by Kate Nichols. Our executive producers are Susan Fair, Bob Levitt, Louise and Raj, and the Elsner family. Full credits can be found in the show notes. Until next time, don't forget to experience the world.